This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said JJ Barea. I was like, what? What did JJ Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today, once again, as always, is BBB.
What's up? Shout out to Cody Zeller, unofficial sponsor of BSS Carolinas.
That's right.
Shout out to Attitude Broadcasting. Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC.
Which is actually our sponsor, believe it or not, is true. That's our one sponsor that we have. If you want to sponsor us, please just email us at breakdownsportshow@gmail.com.
Even if you don't want to, I'm going to make you an unofficial sponsor. Smoke Barbecue, Stonecrash Shopping Center, Valentine. Go check them out. And the Waffle House. Did we just? Oh, the Waffle House.
The
Waffle House
is
for the rule of three, though. That's the rule of three unofficial sponsor.
And McDonald's. You want a Happy Meal? Come watch. Come see BSS Carolinas. You get all your golden arches.
Da 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 da.
That movie is coming out, by the way.
We are clowning.
Yeah. But anyway. All right. That was our promotional segment for a second. And then Mr. 315, he's sitting over in his corner.
Sir.
Wearing your Raiders hat?
No, it's a San Francisco 49ers hat, actually.
He got a 49er hat on.
Actually, I got this off NFLshop.com for like $8.99 a couple years ago. It was like the Super Bowl edition right here. So it's kind of old. So, you know. And, you know, I love my hats. You know.
I can't hate you for that.
It's more of a, for the most parts, it's just a fashion thing.
Just to cover the head.
Yeah, to cover the head.
Don't be mad about the team.
And if I got a black and red shirt on, it'll come in handy, you know.
That'll work. Yeah. You got to have the matching, man. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go into, on today's show, we got patrolling. We're going to do also, actually, first, let's do enemy of the week, and then we'll do patrolling. I got here Stephen A. Smith. Is anybody else tired of that commercial on ESPN yet?
Which
him
one?
Him and Max Kellerman.
For First Take. I mean, they got to plug their show. They need people
especially from ESPN.
See the vapors coming, Stephen. I'm done. Oh, I'm done with that commercial.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Oh, that's the best. I love that soundbite. Do y'all have an enemy? Somebody you hating on this week?
I have no enemies this week. I'm just full of love and cupcakes this week for some reason. Or maybe it's because I ate like a box of donuts before I rolled up in here. Maybe it's just I'm feeling the love from all that sugar. Man.
If we have time toward the end of the show, I'll have one.
Oh, towards the end of the show?
If we have time.
Okay. You don't save it for the end?
I'm not saying I can't think of anything on the spot right now.
All right. No problem.
But there's somebody. There's something.
There's somebody out there. I do have let me get back to it. I do have one. First one is, of course, Green Bay Packers. I mean, come on, man. I ain't just loving you. It is America's team versus heaven's team. Because nobody hates the Green Bay Packers except a Bears fan.
That's right.
I mean, that's it. I mean, do you know anybody else that hates the Packers? Hating them.
Mostly us Bears fans, for the most part.
I mean, I can't think of any other fan base that is thought of the way the Packers are.
Or Detroit or Minnesota fans. NFC North.
Yeah. But, I mean,
maybe the 49ers fan base, maybe.
Yeah, it was for a couple Bears? Of years. for the Packers.
For the Packers.
It was a couple of years. Brett Favre was getting them in the playoffs. Yeah. And then, you know, they had that Colin Kaepernick run where they were getting Green Bay in the playoffs.
I can't think of a team. I mean, I don't hear the hatred for Green Bay like I do other teams. I mean, Dallas, Pittsburgh. No,
people love the Packers, you know?
I mean, nobody hates the Packers. It's heaven's team.
I'm a team of nothing but tradition.
It's heaven's team.
I'm enough for half the world. I mean, you can't
hate a team that's still in their original stadium. Does not have to build a new stadium. No, doesn't care about hosting a Super Bowl. And the team is owned by the city. You got to love that, man.
I don't give a damn.
You got to love that. And they wear cheese heads.
Looking like idiots.
In the crowd.
Looking like idiots.
And they allow the players to jump in the stands. Oh, my God. That's so much fun. We love Green Bay.
I hate them.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, you know, you can't really – I get why you do. But most people, I don't know anybody really
– Listen. Yeah. And if – you might hate them after Sunday.
And what franchise has been blessed more with quarterbacks?
Franchise quarterback. That's what – yeah. And that's what I'm getting at.
I mean,
well, you got to remember, they had a stretch where they had nobody in the 80s. After Bart Starr to
Mikowski,
they had nothing.
Man, Mikowski was decent. He was decent. Don't look at me like that. He was decent.
Doug Peterson. I mean, dude. They had some pretty bad
but for the last 30 years.
No, the last 30 years, they've been
no
blessed.
No quarterback issues.
No, they've been blessed. I mean,
well, at least 25.
Same
right?
thing with Indy, 20, though.
25 same thing, since 92.
Same
since
thing
92.
With the Colts. The Colts are the same Colts way
too.
Now.
Colts and Green Bay, like 30 years of franchise
quarterback. I mean, think about Dallas. I mean, we went from 95 to Romo. But before we actually had a quarterback that was decent.
Y'all had the Drew Bledsoe era, the Quincy Garner era, Jason Garrett era.
The Chad Hutchinson, Drew Henson.
Babe Laufenberg.
But
let me stop
because our quarterbacks have sucked probably more than any.
No, y'all, hey, I'll go to the Bears. I mean, Eric Kramer, Jim McMahon.
Or Jim McMahon. No,
that was it. But Jim McMahon wasn't a great quarterback.
You said Eric Kramer?
I did say Eric Kramer.
I thought Jim. Was Jim Harbaugh Kramer. Better than Kramer?
Scott Mitchell? No, that was Detroit.
That was Detroit.
But Eric Kramer. But I mean, think about it. You guys really didn't have
Dave anybody, Craig. Either. We've had.
Oh God! I mean,
Steve Stenstrom.
Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman.
I mean, yeah.
Grossman got y'all to a Super Bowl. Y'all better stop that.
No. Defense, and Devin Hester got us to the Super Bowl.
Rex Grossman had to make some throws
the same way when they won in 85. It was not Jim McMahon.
Right.
Wasn't it Walter Payton in that defense?
Wasn't that the Dennis Green year when he had to spaz out because Rex Grossman brought him back?
No. Devin Hester brought that. That kick return was pretty awesome that Devin Hester brought.
That's actually a good question. Who is the most cursed franchise in NFL?
As far as quarterbacks, us.
I'm trying to think. Is there a worse one?
No, you have to say
Cleveland. Yeah. Come on, dude.
They
have
Bernie Kosar
is better than any quarterback we've ever had. He's better than any quarterback we've ever had.
Are you kidding me?
Who's
Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, he wasn't Barry.
But it wasn't.
Jay Cutler could sling that rock.
Jay Cutler could sling it, but he slings it to the other team for the most part.
He wasn't better, though.
Right.
I can't say he was better. I got to agree with him.
Bernie Kosar is better than anybody we've ever had.
The Bears might have the worst quarterback situation ever in football.
Ever.
I ain't talking about Jags and Panthers. That don't count. Y'all just come around.
The Detroit. Well, they got Matt Stafford right now.
We've never had a franchise. Stafford? We've never had someone you could call a franchise quarterback ever.
I'm trying to think.
Ever.
San Francisco. I mean, St. Louis, LA, you can't say them.
49ers were blessed with Young and Montana all those
Arizona's
years.
Arizona's got one now with Palmer, but is he really a franchise?
He's not franchise, but he's decent. But he can get you.
But Arizona's never had a franchise quarterback.
No, they haven't. Arizona has what the Bears have. Jay Cutler, Carson Palmer, they're pretty much the same guy.
They had Kurt Warner. I wouldn't say franchise quarterback.
Yeah,
but he's about to be a Hall of Famer.
I see Kurt Warner more as a Ram. Super Bowl 34.
Yeah.
Hey, he got Arizona to the Super Bowl too, though.
He went
to the Super Bowl with them too.
Yeah. Seattle, Dave Craig, but also had Russell Wilson now.
Rick Meyer.
Oh my gosh.
The Carolina Panthers.
No, they don't count.
What?
They don't count.
Dude, I mean, Jake DeLone was balling, man. Yeah. Give it up.
These guys went
Jake
to Super Bowls.
Right. But that was defense suit. Jake DeLone.
Jake DeLone.
Really
before Jameis Winston showed up in Tampa, what Tampa had?
Steve Young. No.
Brad
they
Johnson?
They did have Steve Young. Brad Johnson wasn't a franchise quarterback, but they did. That was a defense. No, they haven't. Not until now. I mean, there's – but the Bears, I would still say, have a worse situation.
Because we've never had anyone.
Think about it. Is anybody else
– have we ever had a Pro Bowl quarterback? When was the last time we had a Pro Bowl quarterback?
Jay Cutler was in the Pro Bowl, right?
With Denver, maybe. I think no,
that year, y'all went to the NFC Championship game, and he limped off because he couldn't play.
I don't think Jay – I got to look that up. Jay Cutler was not a Pro Bowler.
And then, of course, was that year. I mean, you go NFC.
Look that up. I don't think
– You go NFC East. I mean, there's been franchise quarterbacks.
All over the place. Yeah. All over the place.
We I mean, it's what we do. I mean –
you know what I mean? Yeah, the Aikmans, the Phil Simms, the Eli's.
Would we call Phil Simms a franchise quarterback?
He won.
He was
Super
good.
Bowl.
No, he did win. He's Super pretty Bowl, good. But will we call him a franchise quarterback?
He has the record for completion percentage in the Super Bowl.
So, yeah, he does.
I know, but will we call him a franchise quarterback though? I would go McNabb over him.
After he got hurt and Hostetler won that Super Bowl,
yeah.
Phil Simms got that job right back the next season.
True. But besides that, I mean, that's the NFC. Not really. I mean, Bears still got beat there. Mm-hmm. New England. I mean, Brady, Bledsoe was good in New England.
Yes, he was.
That was the good Bledsoe.
Yep.
You know, see, he was really a franchise quarterback then. The Jets, Joe Namath, that's it.
Yep.
I mean, since then, what?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, y'all might have a better situation than they had. I mean, except for Namath. Buffalo, Jim Kelly.
We've never had a great quarterback.
No.
Ever.
The Dolphins. Oh, okay. Buffalo and Dolphins, you know, are taken care of. Cleveland, nothing. Ever. Except with Kozar.
Kozar.
Cincinnati. Boomer
they had Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, you got
Andy Dalton.
But Boomer.
Carson Palmer was
But before that, not was, really much.
No, Ken Anderson.
Ken Anderson Ken was Anderson good. Was That's it. True. That's Ken true. He could ball.
Ken Anderson was good.
Cleveland, Cincinnati. Pittsburgh, of course, we ain't talking about Pittsburgh. Yeah. you know, talk about the South, Indy, of course, Tennessee, McNair. Was he a franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Air McNair.
They had Warren Moon.
Oh, yeah, Warren Moon. Duh. You know, Jacksonville, we ain't
the Texans?
Counting. Texans, too young, not really.
Right.
Not compared to these 30, 40 years.
They haven't gotten theirs yet. Right. They haven't gotten theirs yet.
But then you go west, Kansas City. Yes, they've had one. I'm trying to remember who.
Montana. At the end, they had Montana.
But they had one before that.
Elvis Gerbach.
Not Elvis Gerbach. Oh, Lord. Oakland, of course, has had one. Plunkett?
They had Plunkett, yep.
But was that a franchise? They were great running backs.
You know he's the only quarterback, I believe – other than Eli, but we'll see what happens with Eli. But he's the only quarterback with two Super Bowl rings not in the Hall of Fame.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was never
right.
that franchise right, guy. Right, the right, defense right, was great. Great running right. backs. He was like Jay Schroeder for the Redskins.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, besides that, of course, Denver.
Oakland had him, too.
San Diego. I mean, you know, Phillip Rivers, Dan Fouts, they've had franchise. So, yeah, I think y'all got the worst quarterback situation ever. I can't think of a worse scene.
Me either.
Your last Pro Bowl quarterback was 1985. That had to be
Jim McMahon.
There you go.
There you go.
But the only reason he made was because of the whole defense.
Because of the team, yeah.
He didn't – how many yards he threw for that year?
Because I saw a list of, like, the worst starting quarterbacks that ever played in the Super Bowl, and he's, like, right there with Trent Dilfer. Jim McMahon's like right there with Trent Dilfer. He was just a game manager.
Yeah.
Didn't make mistakes, didn't throw the ball downfield too much. Unless Willie Gauley.
He was like new arm that year, maybe
the new
yards.
Cleveland Browns, Bernie Kosar is actually in the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Thing because they moved from Cleveland to Baltimore, so he's actually part of their franchise.
Then after that, I'll put Cleveland right there with Chicago.
You go to Baltimore. Okay. Joe Flacco. I don't know about
a Super Bowl.
That doesn't make him a franchise quarterback. Look at the seasons he's had. I mean, that was defense. He's done since Ray Lewis retired.
He's had iffy seasons, definitely.
Since Ray Lewis and Ed Reed retired from that team, that team is going downhill.
And
it's not the same.
And that Super Bowl against the 49ers, it was more of those catches Anquan Boldin was making, too, man. Anquan Boldin
he was
went off.
All right, let's go. I think we've talked so much about the Bears more than we ever have on this show.
We talk about everybody.
No, I know. I know.
Plus, the Bears need more love on this show.
Let's go into patrolling.
As Alshon Jeffrey said, we're going to win the Super Bowl next year. I got to ride with my boy. I got to ride with my boy.
Well, there'll be make no sure, more Chicago
hey,
Bears.
Make sure we talk about make sure we put Alshon Jeffrey on Dummies of the Week because they ain't happening. All right, let's go into patrolling. Ooh.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
Just going off that last segment, Jim McMahon stats, 1985, 2,392 passing yards, 15 TDs to 11 INTs.
What? What?
I told you.
How is that even make the Pro Bowl?
I told y'all.
He had an 82.6 QBR. There you go.
That may be the worst stats of a Pro Bowl starter ever. 15 touchdowns, 11 picks.
But 1985 was a different game. Oh, like, no. 2,300 yards in 1985.
It was like 5,000 today.
If you threw for 20 touchdowns back then, you was a Hall of Famer. I mean, back in the 80s.
Because in 1984, he only threw for 1,100 yards.
He was hurt, though. I think he was hurt a lot of that.
Oh, he was hurt.
He played nine games.
Yeah.
He played 13 in 85. So
he was hurt every year.
Yeah, he was pretty fragile, too.
Do you have any patrolling?
I just saw the video posted on by ESPN last night from the Nets and the Hawks game. Jay Lynn, we know he hurt, hamstring issues, whatever. He over there chilling. Dwight Howard happens to be chasing the ball out of bounds, and he stands up and he tries to give Dwight dab, and Dwight dabbed him off and kept walking. It's like, dude, oh snap, I broke a bat. I broke Bartolo Colon's bat. Damn it. Rock, I'm about to buy you another one, man.
We'll get some super glue for that. That's about it. Put a little Tussin on it.
Man, I'm going to have to ban you guys from touching any of these figures in here.
I don't touch any of them. I don't know.
I was excited about Dwight Howard, man, and my finger just kind of karate chopped the bat.
A sentence I thought I'd never hear, excited over Dwight Howard.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
Sorry, Bartolo.
We'll get it taken care of. Moving on, though. Did you have any other ones?
That's the only one I saw.
All right. I've got the first one I have. Nick's tweet, communication is key during Nick's Sixers game.
Derek.
With a key in the top of the tweet. Wow, your own franchise throwing shade at you. Come on, man.
Luckily, they didn't flash a picture of his face, too, with it. That'd have been this blatant shade.
I'm telling you. Then I've got, of course, I got Julio Jones comments on game plan. If refs miss calls in Seahawks versus Falcons, he said he won't stand idle and he will tell the refs. He'll let the refs know.
What's he going to do, body slam one?
Listen, well, I know as long as it's not the ref from the Clemson Alabama
right?
game. You know, he ain't going to be able to mess with that guy. But, no, dude, listen, that's what he should do. If he's getting clobbered, you need to say something. I mean, because he got clobbered last time they played, and I'm sure he will this week. But those are my patrolling of the week.
I have one.
You got one?
And I know there were some circumstances that happened before this, but did you see the video of the Alabama team getting off the bus to a crowd of about 10 people?
Ouch.
Did y'all see that?
No.
Please pull. Yeah, it was pitiful. It was pitiful.
Alabama fans are so spoiled.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is for any college team to go undefeated in a 12-0 or 13-0 season, let alone 15-0, y'all better get over yourselves.
No offense, fans are spoiled. A lot of fan bases are spoiled. They lose one, they want to come back again, and you know they won't never look. Like, Clemson is just as bad. They won in 81. They still talk about how great Clemson was last 30 years.
You can talk about it. You better talk about it. When are you guaranteed another one? Alabama, they have 4 in 7 years.
What, you know what's
spoiled?
More, yeah, but to me, I would rather somebody that's won it recently than every year. Yeah, we went back and I don't talk about 1995 every single season on this show. I'm just saying. I mean,
but they still talk about 83? NC State?
Well, we should. Do you see the team we beat? And it was a miracle. But it's a miracle. But no, I get if it's like a Hail Mary, like Doug Flutie or something. I get that, but come on. Anyway, let's go into Rack 'em Up. You got any hits this week?
I got a couple. That Pittsburgh game, man.
Oh, okay.
First, the two safeties that collided into each other, he took his own teammate out. Like, dude was grabbing at his head. They still allowed him to play. I don't know how he was allowed to play. What was his name? Koss or Doss or number 31 for Pittsburgh. Go look at the play. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All that.
You gotta do it as you're talking.
Oh man, I forgot about the intro. I was excited about the hits
tonight, boys.
More than anything.
It's gonna be a great night tonight. If you run out of energy or get tired, look at me. I got too much.
Welcome to BSS Carolina's Rack 'em Up, where
Rack
we 'em share
up
the biggest hits of the week. Sorry, our engineer or producer was late on that one.
He was distracted by the view from outside of our window here.
Which yeah, I kind of, yeah.
Anyway.
I'll leave it at that.
She'll be a guest on our show one week.
Okay.
Damn. Rack 'em up. we'll just say. Right.
I don't know if that was the.
My brain just got racked up.
Let me finish your thought. Yeah. Bud Dupree's hit on Matt Moore during the game. Oh, my goodness gracious. Dude, he laid him out, and that was a clean hit. There was nothing dirty about that.
I was worried about Matt Moore's well-being.
I thought he was dead.
Clock.
That might be the biggest hit I've seen. That's the biggest hit I saw this year.
Deshaun Watson took a blow Monday night.
I was getting ready to say that one. That's my next one.
When he took
the helicopter spin. Ooh. Yeah, he took a nasty one.
Man, it was some good hitting going on in the league over the weekend. Love the big hits.
Did you have any other ones?
I don't know.
All right. Let's go into the wild card real fast to talk about. Steelers beat the Dolphins. Texans beat the Raiders. Brock finally showed up, so they move on. Y'all got anything to add about the wild card game?
I was 3-1 last weekend. I was back and forth on the Packers-Giants game. I thought Eli and the magic would happen, but unfortunately for Eli, OBJ isn't Mario Manningham or Armani Toomer.
Well, I'll talk about it in a second. And I was 2-2. And then the NFC wild card, Seahawks beat the Lions 26-6. Bad officiating throughout. Rawls showed up big for them. And then the Packers blow out the Giants 38-13. Beckham drops 4 passes. Listen, he wasn't the only one. Shepard dropped some. I think Cruz dropped one. Everybody was dropping passes. And Eli showed up. But I will tell you, I keep saying it, when DRC went out in the second quarter,
that changed
Green
everything
Bay went
for
to halftime. Yep. Not at that time, but they went to halftime and said, hey, let's attack that cornerback. And that's what they did the third quarter.
Young Mr. Wade.
Wade got burnt. I mean, it looked
he
like
got
Dwayne
waded
Wade
in
the
water.
Right. But they showed up in the second half, changed the game plan, and just took it. Randall Cobb showed up. He ain't been nowhere all year.
Or last year.
And I know I said this on Rule of Three, but I'm saying it again. We understand Microsoft is an official sponsor of the NFL, but please stop helping their damn team win games.
That was the worst officiating game I've ever seen.
And it's not just one time this happened in Seattle. It's like the fourth or fifth time that they are blatantly missing obvious calls and that help this team win football games.
It's ridiculous. Listen, a penalty referee shouldn't determine the outcome of a game, but it affected it. I hate saying it affects it, but it did that game. I mean, because Detroit could not get anything going,
exactly.
And when they did,
yeah,
they got Anquan Boldin penalties. They kept calling. I'm like, dude, really? What about the other guy? I mean, Sherman's over there going crazy.
They over there jawing, doing the same thing. No flags on them. And this is twice that it's happened to Detroit and Seattle. It's crazy. Detroit needs to file some kind of petition or something. Something wrong is going on. Man, she got some briskets.
Are you too?
She got some briskets for us.
No.
thank you for going out to smoke and bringing back those briskets. We appreciate it.
Mm. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But no, the game was
sports. Sportsman. Okay.
This ain't the love connection.
We'll discuss it after. NFC.
It's innocent questions.
No, you're fine. So now the Packers move on. We'll talk about that game in a minute. But first, let's get into the Texans at Pats. The X factor, who wins? I almost say the only way in heck the Texans win. If Tom Brady gets lost on the way to the stadium.
That's it.
And LeGarrette Blount gets a blunt before the game.
Yeah, or some,
that's the only way.
Or some crazed Texans fans kidnap Tom Brady and tie him up for 3 hours. Hold on. Yeah, that's
that is it. What J.J. Watt should do.
Yeah.
He should actually kidnap him
that,
for a little bit.
That's it. Because other than that, this is going to be a scrimmage for Tom Brady in Foxborough.
I said over under. The point is 16 still, right? Is it still 16 or is it going up?
It's still 16. Nobody is daring to take the Texans even with 16.
I'm going 25. I'm thinking 25 at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, at least 25, maybe 30. Because they beat them with 28 with Jacoby Brissett in Houston. No, that was in New England. But.
Still.
X factor. Do we need to even do an X factor?
No. Pass. Pass.
All right. I don't want to spend any more time on this game.
Not the Texans and Patriots, no.
If you're watching this game, just hope it stays within 10 the whole game.
Yeah.
That's the only hope. Yeah, that's the only hope.
I tried to pull up Tom Brady's record all time. And the divisional Brown, man, it's something insane. It's like 11-2, 12-1. I mean, this guy does not lose in
ever.
The divisional round.
He doesn't lose.
Right.
And he's not going to lose this weekend. No. Come on, guys.
You have to have a really good team. You'll beat them in New England.
Unless JD has a fumble recovery for a touchdown and a pick six touchdown, and Osweiler finds some way to look like a quarterback.
The only way
– Osweiler hasn't been arrested yet.
No.
No,
he hasn't. He got out after last week, so he's okay right now. But the only way they win is, like you said, they need like three or four turnovers from Patriots.
He has to have the game of his life.
Clowney's have – I mean, their secondary has to have a great game.
If they could put up like 20 points, they might be – they can have a shot.
Do you know the last time Blount played against him, he ran 185 yards?
I mean, come on, Vince Wilfork. Come on, Jadeveon Clowney. That front four, they got to get pressure and they got to stop the run. If you want to beat the Patriots.
Moving to the next game, Steelers at Chiefs. Now, this is the game that everybody's talking about. X factor and who wins.
Like, this is – now we're starting to get into real tackle football, tackle games. And this is one of them. X factor for me is it's got to be Alex Smith. Can he do enough to help his team win the game?
At some point, he has to get the ball down the field. At some point.
But I heard the condition is going to be like ice on the field. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough terrain, tough sledding.
So it's going
to
be rain.
So it sounds like Le'Veon Bell is going to have him a huge
typical
game.
Arrowhead Stadium football game.
And this is where Alex Smith has the biggest advantage because his legs are dynamic. He is still a very athletic quarterback. That can make plays with his legs. If he isn't making them with his arms, he has 150 yards rushing, two touchdowns. There you go.
Yeah, but I think the X factor for this game is number 10. I think it's Tyreek Hill. I mean, because I don't think anybody on Pittsburgh can stop him.
Nobody.
I mean, no. Well, not usually, but Pittsburgh, I don't think, has that defense to – they don't have the – it's not the same defense it used to be. I mean, secondary is very weak. Mm-hmm. Safeties are weak. They don't have a Troy back there or anybody else. So you get Tyreek Hill past the linebackers, he's gone. Ain't nobody touching
him. Man, it's going to be early Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri. It's going to be cold.
Going back to the Patriots game, Texans, 96% of NFL.com users are picking the Patriots. 96.
That's why we passed.
I have never seen it that high. In a game.
And that's what
never.
That's what we all said pass.
Who's the 5% that voted for the Texans?
Hugh, shout outs to Texans fans that don't turn their back on their team.
That's all. One, two people, maybe.
Because in that 96% were other Texans fans.
Right. They know. But going back to the Steelers and Chiefs game, I think Tyreek Hill's the X factor. Who you guys got winning?
Let me pull up the line real fast. I had to shut it down.
45% users are picking the Chiefs.
So I mean, I like Kansas City at home. I'm trying to pull up the spread for you guys so I can see what the point spread is.
So you say it was going to be ice?
It's supposed to be ice out there. Like, it's going to be tough. Well, that means passing game won't mean really.
Passing game won't mean anything.
That Le'Veon Bell, I mean, that should set up for him. I mean, where was he going to do? You don't have to use Tyreek Hill a lot running back and get him on screens and different things.
Check probably. Downs. Yeah. Things like that, yep.
So, because you ain't going to have time to throw it. Noodle Arm doesn't throw it anyway that far. He has this year, take that back. He's got three or four passes over 30 yards this year. It's amazing.
Noodle Arm.
I mean, Spencer Ware and Chandarik West are more prime for that conditions too, so yeah. It's going to be tough on Pittsburgh's defense.
That's what I'm thinking. Who y'all going with?
I'm going Chiefs.
Chiefs? Chiefs or Steelers?
A couple of our members have
picked, I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home.
Pick the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm going with Chiefs because I got them going to Super Bowl.
There it is. There's
I got. One. I no. Me and Jeffrey's got them going to Super Bowl. I poke it.
I mean, they have a chance. Arm,
but I think they have a great chance to go in New England and beat them.
Especially in the championship
with that defense
round.
And everything. I mean, they still have a good defense.
Their defense is great.
I mean, Derek Johnson's a big loss, but he's still got a great defense. Yep. And, you can't sleep on the guys on offense. I mean, Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Nope. And right. If Jeremy Maclin can have him a couple of games, hey, the money would have been worth it.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We're going to take a break, come back, and go into the NFC side of the playoffs. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.